where you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This is Gibbs Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganyahuye in Washington.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
You can find us on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave.
Zimbabwe has recorded the first coronavirus death. Zororo Makamba died today in Harare following an announcement last week that he was the second coronavirus case.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans are aware of the coronavirus that has so far killed more than 14,000 people in many countries. That disease is wreaking havoc right now in Europe.
Near home, South Africa, Zimbabwe and other nations have declared coronavirus a national emergency in an attempt to channel resources on fighting the pandemic.
But the question is, are Zimbabweans following the Zimbabwean government orders of social distancing and other ways of preventing the spread of the disease? What are your views? This is what we'll be discussing here, and we'll have guests coming in from different countries to discuss the issue.
Yes,
so
marvelous.
Please join us.
Yes, marvelous. Thank you so much. And we're in different places. We're also hiding as well, because this virus is causing havoc in the Washington metropolitan area. So our first guest is Ezra Chisaspanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you, Marvelous? How are you, Gibbs?
We are really fine.
Well,
how are you?
Coping, socially distancing, as you can see. So Gibbs is far away from me today.
Yes, and, we are very fine.
I'm actually self-isolating as well, as you can see I'm at home.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chisa. In London, what is going on there?
London, as I'm talking to you now, the British Prime Minister this evening is having what we call a COBRA meeting. COBRA meeting is a meeting of government departments, you're talking of the army, the police. So there are fears that we might be coming to a lockdown. Because the people are not listening. They've been told to self-isolate and stay at home. So most of the people in the United Kingdom, they are not doing that. So what is happening now, they are meeting. We don't know what is going to happen. Because now 303 people have succumbed to the disease, the coronavirus disease. They are saying, the experts, the scientists are saying that the UK might be worse than Italy. Italy, you know, that has gone past 5,000. Deaths there reported from Italy. So now UK is trying to, maybe it might be following what Spain has done, what Australia is about to do, what Italy has done. They want to lock down. Everyone should stay at home. Nobody will be allowed to move. We hear the rumors. We hear that the PM might unleash the army to take off the British people from the streets.
So now, Marvelous, maybe you can talk to him.
Vanhu havasi kuteerera vanhu vekuEngland kana United Kingdom vangofanana nemaZimbabweans havasi kuteerera vakatoudzwa because mabars nemarestaurants zvakavharwa last week. Saka varikuudzwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba dzavo but vari kuramba kugara kudzimba dzavo vari kuenda kumapark kunotamba nevana because hezvi uchiona kuti zuva rabuda takuenda pasama ipapo vanhu vari kuramba vari kuenda mashops vari kutenga hwahwa kumasupermarkets nemabobby store veende kunomwa kumaparks. Saka hanzi nhasi uno British Prime Minister vaBoris Johnson varinosangana nevamwe vavo defence commander emapurisa MI5 vese vainonzi COBRA meeting panoitwa decision yokuti koitwa seiko from mangwana kuzoendera mberi.
Tinoona zvakare tanzwa nhau dziri kurwadza zvakanyanya kuti kuZimbabwe kwawanikwa iko kuchiita rufu. Zororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, awanikwa iye achishaya. Zvichinzi izvo ashaya kubva kune chirwere icho checoronavirus. Munofunga kuti izvi zvingabate vazhinji here kuti vachinyatsozva kuti chirwere ichi chokwadi chinouraya?
But zvinoitika kuZimbabwe nezvekuti uyu Zororo Makamba akauya achibva kuNew York. New York toziva kuti United States ikoko ndopane chirwere ichocho. Saka angaenda kuNew York akabva kuya kuZimbabwe ana kuenda kuno coronate unozvi quarantine angosvika chipinda kuairport havana kana mbomuona kuti munhuya ana kumira zvakanaka kana ane temperature saka akazorwara akaendeswa kuchipatara saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti munhu ari popular tikati munhu anozivikanwa that's why vanhu vezimbabwe kutoudzwa kuti because munhu anozivikanwa kana zvingazivikanwe taisingazivi kuti Zororo Makamba afa nechirwere ichi because izvozvo vanga vasingakwanisi kuviga kuti kune munhu apa because zvaingobuda musocial media kana maindependent newspapers kuti Zororo Makamba ashaya nechirwere checoronavirus saka that's why government yezimbabwe yabva yataura kuti kune munhu afa nechirwere ichochi ndofunga kune vanhu vakawanda vari kurwara nechirwere icho checoronavirus kuzimbabwe but pari zvino hakusi kuitwa matest saka hapana munhu anoziva kuti vangane vanhu kuudzwa kuti kune vanhu 3 vanhu ava vanhu vaenda kuchipatara varwara but vanhu vana vasina kurwara kana vasina kuenda kuthis private hospital havazivikanwa kuti vari kurwara nechirwere checoronavirus.
Yes, thank you so much, Ezra, from that end. Sasilobaba lapha ke uSmile Vikindubu. Smile Vikindubu, kunjani foi?
Ngiyaphila tibo njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu ngapha khonapho ke Vikindubu.
Lana ngisePretoria, Mamelodi, eSouth Africa.
Ye, kunjani khonapho?
Ngathi mina la ngikhona uselokishini abantu barelaxile ababonisi ukuqakatheka noma kwezimemezelo ezenziwa uhulumende ngokuba abantu basahamba free lelokishini kodwa-ke engakusho ukuthi thina esisebenzayo noma esisebenza ngaphandle kwelokishi emasabhabhu la esingathi khona kugcwele abamhlophe noma abanemali sokulimazile kakhulu siyakubona imithelela yakhona ngokuba noma sithi semsebenzini
ye ungathalazi kakhulu
thina abanye abantu ye
khuluma ungathalazi kakhulu ivolume yakhamba ye
okay ngithi mina esengubonile so far ukuthi emalokishini abantu barelaxile is few individual eneuyezwa nabantu mabephoga bengikhuluma namanye amajiti zo achizofika njani epakini thina singayanga phetheya yabona so abantu basasenaleyo ignorance ukuthi elokishini ngeke ingene kodwa masithi siyakhangela njengami mina la ngisebenzela khona am a waiter
yes
so into noma manje ma uthi emsebenzini so uyobhalisa igama ukuthi ukhona because no customers akuzima customer there's no movement ekhona and then akhona umthetho South Africa siwuvalile ukuthi utshwala usathengiswa of which thina mostly we are relying on alcohol ukwenza imali yabona so sokuba difficult for thina because even though sibalekela le coronavirus fana nje lokuvika induku kwalandihloka ngoba singayibalekela kodwa kusala esikhwameni abaningi bethu sizolapha
so you think ukuthi vele asoze sithole imali yena ngwena
thina asoze sibe nemali because mangithi ngiyakhangela abantu engiphila nabo around is either abanye baku-hospitality industry of which yiyo vele eqala ukulimala abelunga abasezi kuzokudla abanye bakuma-uber ku-e-hailing service nakhona sebelimele because akusenabagibele even nalabo abasebenza emakhishini okwamanje nabo bayakhala bayamiswa kuthiwa uzosilethela i-coronavirus from Tuxray so mina okwamanje ngifila iphokethi more than yona i-corona uyazwisisa so iyasingena vele iyabe isizoqedelela lokhu osokukhona
so for the benefit of those who don't understand isindebele what Mr. Vikindubu is saying is that the situation is very bad in South Africa so he's saying that you know he's a waiter and there's no business apparently nothing and I guess Mr. Vikindubu you also fear serving people right
yes
so what do you do under those circumstances you can understand that
I'll send a choice for manje so kumele lawe uthathe those precautions for example wash izandla ukusanitize izandla mafika ama customer to sanitize but there are few may find out ukuthi maybe you choose to be an average of 30 customers a day you get only one or two customer so vele manje ukuthi just to keep umsebenzi wami safe than ukwenza imali uyabona
yes yabona
so it's really really bad
no thank you so much and we hope you are going to be safe there
Asethembe njalo baba, asethembe njalo. Salinde uRamaphosa lapha bathi uzokhuluma ngo-7.
So
asazi ukuthi ama-measures abazowathatha awuphi. But into engayisho ukuthi abantu bakithi especially abaseZimbabwe kumele si siyithathele phezulu le ndaba, because at least la South Africa we've got a government which is doing something, of which is a good thing. Singabe ignorant sizitshela ukuthi ibamba abantu abanemali, ibamba abamhlophe. Seyifikile i-corona, so khonoko esikutshelayo asikulandeleni. Bani ukuthi thina sithi no, thina we're not affected, because ekugcineni thina siyosafara, uyabona. Benga-encourage nabantu bakithi ukuthi especially abatravel ekhaya unnecessarily abame kancane, because siyasazi i-situation elapha nokuthi njani.
Mina
warata ngikulele lana e-South Africa bengithuke, but I know ukuthi i-cancer ayithona. But ma usiyekhaya kwehlula abantu abanemali aba-connected, ugovernment wakithi akayenzi enough. So ngcono ngifele lapha than ukuthi ngiye eZimbabwe, ngiyofela eZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Maveki Ndugu. So ungakhatha lokhu zeni yakho, ikamera yakho. Siyabonga kakhulu, ungathina lokusasa baba. Uye ungakhatha khona manje. Okay, bye bye. So what he's saying, Mavulas, is that you know, Zimbabweans should stop traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, because he says at least in South Africa there's a bit of care in terms of hospitals and all those kind of things. But in Zimbabwe, he's saying it could be a bit of a challenge. Now that there's even one person who has actually died in the country, and that is Zororo Makamba, who died today.
And Gibbs says, you know, Zororo's father actually stays in South Africa. He's been in South Africa for a while now. So I think it kind of rings a bell now for Zimbabweans to see just how fatal this disease can be. Asi panela mo ba tika taura na wobe South Africa kuba yo ipa Facebook page you have your show na basitivo mabasa parish no nyanya iwa ema waiter ne mamu vari kunziyo vatonzi vambomira nekuti nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinoitwa zvekunwira nezvekutyiwa dzakavharwa kana kuti dzinovhurwa kwenguva shomanana vanga vachiti I think vanovhara kuma 6 kana nguva dzakadaro, but vamwe vari kutotyira kuti mwedzi uno zvinhu zvichaomera vanhu vakawanda nekuti vanenge vasisina mari yekuti vatumirewo kumusha kuti vari kumusha vawanikweyo vachibatsirwa padambudziko irori recoronavirus. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa. Ameno Ezra, uri kuzvionawo sei ikoko kuBritain? Hurumende pane zvairi kuita here?
Baba Chisa, uri kukona? Mbona azanike lapa istream yetu.
This are self-employed.
Yes, go ahead.
Vanofanira kuenda kunoclaima mabenefits. There's what you call universal benefit. Wabatsira vanhu vari self-employed vachabvisirwa 3 months kuti vasabhadhare tax. Then vanogara kudzimba hapana vanofanira kubhadhara rent for the next 3 months, vanongogara mahara. Saka vanhu vese vasingashandi vagara zvipiwa mabenefits. Vaya vanoshanda vachabhadhara salary ye 80% to all the workers, company yavo yobhadhara 20%.
Saka ungaone zvakadai zvichizoitwa here kune nyika dziri kuAfrica takatarisa seZimbabwe?
Aiwa, hayi, ipapo hapana. Kwete, iwe uchitarisa zvipatara zvifanana nembilo, vanaparare nyato, pane zvino kuton groove, ndio hospital infectious hospital, kuna mabhedha anosvika only 17 beds, kuti vanhu vakarwara kuvulawaya tizi kuti vachaenda kupi. Vanhu vakarwara kugwero havazikanwa kuti vachaenda kupi. Vakarwara kushurugwi kwese kwese uku people havazivi kuti vachaenda kupi. Saka pane zvinongomirwa Harare kunzi hospital yetone group ichocho. Tone group yacho yatarisa, inototarisa the whole region, Masvingo, Midlands nematevelenet.
What measures some of the governments overseas? I know in Canada, for example, they were also saying they are going to be helping out. The government will be helping out the people. Even here in America, Gibbs, I think Congress is trying to see how they can also be able to help the industry that has been affected. And also, I think the president said they were going to be giving out some kind of stimulus to all the citizens in America. But so I'd ask him that, do you see something like this happening in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa? So he's saying he doesn't think so, because currently the hospitals are underfunded, government doctors are not yet fully back to work. So he doesn't see this thing, you know, that we are seeing overseas. what other governments are doing overseas happening in Africa and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Baba Chisa, nasikhangela sibili okwenzakalayo khona manje. Siyabona ukuthi eBritani abanye abantu abayenzi lokuthiwa yi-self-isolation. So-ke kuhamba njani khona?
Abantu laba balenkani. Inkani zabo yisizisenza ukuthi-ke uhulumende lo afake imithetho. Njengoba ngitshela kulo mhlangano, ukhanya ukuze afake umthetho ukuthi kugcine kusizwa kuthiwa yi-lockdown esiyibona eSpain, esiyibona e-Italy, esiyibona eFrance, ukuthi akusela muntu ovunyelwa, sokungena kule curfew, sokungalule empini. Nxa sokunjalo kwezafaka bebutho ukuthi bangene.
So ibutho asoze lethusa abantu khonapo?
Hayi, ibutho lalapha kalethusa abantu level nje liphuza ukuthi kuyele endlini amapholisi kutho ukuthi kungehlula because ufaka khona ibutho kuyaqala amapholisi bengeza inkani amapholisi ezofakwa kebebutho ukuthi babisele abantu endlini ngapha ngabatshaye bakutshela kuhle bakuchazisele ukuthi kuyele endlini yabo.
So ke okay, let's go back to Marvelous. Marvelous, can you tell us your experience in terms of working from home? How difficult is it?
You know, it's been challenging. This morning, actually, I was actually offline because my internet had gone down. So people couldn't get hold of me. So some thought maybe, you know, something bad had happened. You know, those are the teething problems that we're seeing, because this is the first time, especially for UNIDPS, for us to be working from home. And also just, you know, for other people. So we now have to have that mindset that, you know, you can have problems like no internet connection, you know. So once you don't have internet, you can't do these lives. So you can't be informing people what's going on. So I think, you know, but it's also got its own benefits that you can actually get more done because you don't have other disturbing elements around you. So I think, you know, there are benefits and also there are challenges, you know, with working from home. But I have to say, you know, it's been good to be able to actually keep informing people about what's going on. This is real-time reporting that we're doing. So it's an uncharted course, but we are, you know, setting up history right now.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Marvelous. Marvelous, lapho uyasitshela ukuthi yena uphila njani khona ngale lapha khona endlini yakhe. Lami ngikhona ngapha ke eBartonsville, eMaryland, esengifake nje okuyistudio okuncane, liyakubona lapha esikhona, lapha esithoba sikhona silo Marvelous, kanye noEzra Chisa Sibanda. So lapha ke esikubonayo ukuthi kungaba nzima ye ukusebenzela endlini. Kodwa kumele umuntu aphume le minya nje imicabango ethize ukuze ethi usebenzele endlini ukuthi unike abantu phela ofisa ukubanika khona. So what I'm saying here, Marvelous, is that, you know, the moment you are working from home, you come out with certain ideas, new ideas and fresh things that we are doing.
Yes.
Like right now, we are using BeLive.tv.
Yeah, you have and to be innovative.
Yes, so we need to be very innovative. So, Chisa, are you working these days down there, or people are not working at all? What's going on?
The problem, what I'm supposed to do, I can't do. I can't travel. I can't do this because of the restrictions or what we've been taught. So definitely it won't be easy. But because of technology like yours, we can do this thing while we're at home. We can work. Like now, people are up to date with the information which we give.
Yes.
Information, the news. Studio 7 still supplies news, still gives news to everybody listening. Nothing passes without our listeners and our viewers actually knowing what is going on around them.
I think we can defend that pindra ipapo.
Yes, go ahead.
Again, kufunzwande kuti kushandira kumba kwaka omase kanoti kuri kwaka pavase. Nda pindra inindi siti nindri mu Washington DC parishu. Nasi chaye mangwana ninda tadza kuti ndikwanise kungenda kutaura nevamwe kubasa kwangu nenyaya yeinternethi yanga yambodona. Saka nguva yakadai vazhinji havasi kushandawo kumakambani eintaneti nezvimwe, so kuti iwe uzokwanisa manje kubata vanhu ava zvinonetsa, asi zvatipa mukana nguva ino yekuti tikwanise kunge tichikuunzirai zvimwe zvidobidobi sezvatiri kukupai pari zvino, kuti tauya nemamwe mapakeji amanga musiri kuziya ekuti tinogona kunzwa kubva kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti zvakamira sei, uyezve kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei. Saka ndo zvimwewo zvatiri kusangana nazvo pakushanda tiri kumba. Uyezve seStudio 7 vazhinji vedu pari zvino tiri kutoshanda tiri kumba, nekuti ndo nzira yedu yatiri kuita yekuti tirwiso dambudziko irori recoronavirus. Saka hakusi kuti kana uri kumba unotoona kuti uri kuita basa rakatowanda kukunda pamwedzi mungo uri kubasa, nekuti unenguwa yekuti ufunge zvimwe zvitsva zvaunogona kuita kuti basa rekutetenyura riite nyore. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisana nazvo pari zvino.
Ye kulavanto vati umere vangene kona pake kusvo zvinotemba nokuti vazavuya vasijoine njengakona kukurira umavhirasi muhlanganya uye oti usebenzera endlini lami ngisebenzela endlini. So ungabe kuzima sibili ukuthi usebenzele endlini xa unte ngxe nxa usebenza abantwana babe bebuya bezokudonisa amabhulugu lapha ethi dedi buya ngapha mama buya ngapha. Kungani kungaba njalo kodwa ke nxa sebekhulile kungconywana. So ngibone ke kulabanye abantu utshisa akade bekhipha amavidiyo besebenzele ezindlini omunye uthola umuntu ezegijimisana nabantwana ngapho uzama ukuthi uyenze okwenzayo. Kwaba khona nomunye ke okhipha ividiyo yakhe egijimisa imbuzi. You know, imbuzi lezi kade zibuye evali speech kumbe ngumuntu okucreatileyo asilahliwa lapho kodwa ke khona ukuthi usebenzele endlini kungani sometimes kuyahlekisa kodwa kumnani
umuntu osebenzele uhulumende bezama ukuthi ayenze ispeech sakhe
anti uyabona
so umphambanise Africa le.
Yeah, so when we look at Zimbabwe itself, no, now you are a Zimbabwean and you are supposed to be remitting something to the country. And right now, things are not going well for people in the diaspora. So, in essence, what are people going to do for their relatives, for their parents, for everybody back home there, for their kids? Baba Swart, what do you think?
The Zimbabweans, they are the breadwinners, especially those who are living in the United Kingdom. They have to support their families back home. When they are worried now that they can't save for those who are using online transactions and all that. But they are worried that if those offices in Zimbabwe, they close down, where they transact money to, where their families pick the money from, if they close down, then that's going to be a big, big, big issue. They pray that Zimbabwe, they won't force all those money changers to close down. Because if they close down, then there's a big problem, Robert. So we hope and trust that it won't close down. Marvelous asked the question saying, do you think Zimbabwe, the people can, the governments can do it? They cannot, because when they can't help 94% of the population unemployed, when they start saying we'll give those employed people some money, then it'll be a disaster. Here in the United Kingdom, or in America, or in Europe, they can afford to pay the unemployed people unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
But those Zimbabweans, they don't receive such.
Yeah, I won't find the same to see what
I'm saying. And which way would it be? Imagine now, I'm going to go to land, I'm going to go to Europe. Abantu bayathola imali labangasebenziyo, bayathola izindlu zokuhlala labangasebenziyo, bayahola ngeviki zonke labangasebenziyo. Kathesi besikhangele eZimbabwe kulabantu bafika kumbe 94% abangasebenziyo vele kabayithola imali yokuthi kabasebenzi. Kungakho uhulumende weZimbabwe ngeke kancedise labantu abasebenza athi nizabaholisa xa bemise umsebenzi, angeke kwenze ngoba le mali kalayo ungahlupha kakhulu, ungaba nomsindo onzima ngoba laba abangasebenziyo vele abaholi mali. Njalo esuke esabayo ukuthi laba abathunyelwa ke imali izihlobo zabo bengapha, kungavalwa amahofisi kumbe kuvalwa amakampani la athumela imali eZimbabwe, kutho bana abantu beZimbabwe baza kufa ngoba ke abantu beZimbabwe abaningi imajority igcinwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
Marvelous, can you join in there?
Yes, I think we should put our name, Ezra. Chiri koreti zozo noti ndanga vunza mvuzo kuti munoona here hurumende dzakadai seZimbabwe neSouth Africa dzichizokwanisa kubatsira vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa kana kuti vaya vari kushandira kumba sezvatiri kuita izvi. Nekuti kunana Europe nemuno muAmerica vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vai kubatsira kana zvinhu zvikaoma. Tanzwa kuti kuBritain vamwe vanogara muZimba havasi kubhadhara rent kwemwedzi mitatu. Zvinobatsira izvozvo uyezve kunana Europe nekumwewo. Mukoma chisa vabva vataura vakati kuZimbabwe handifunga kuti zvinogona kuitika izvozvo, nekuti pari zvino vari kutotadza ivo kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa vachibatsira kunzvimbo dzakadai sezvipatara nezvimwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ipo pana kuti zvii zvingaitike tikamboti isusu Zimbabwe nhasi taona chokwadi nyika yagodoka nekushayika kwaZororo Makamba, mwana wava James Makamba, asi tida kuzoona kuti chii chaitika mune ramangwana. Nyaya takatarisawo nevamwewo vanhu zvavo, nekuti sekutaura kwaita mukoma Ezra, kushaya kwamukoma Zororo Makamba kwawanikwa iko kuchiiswa pamedia nekuti munhu anozivikanwa asi dai pashaikwa mumwe munhu asingazivikanwa taizoziva here ndomubvunzo mumwe watoda kubvunza iwoyo uyezve kuti kushaika uku kuchabatsira here kuti vanhu vanyatsoziva kuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi chinouraya uyezve kana zvichibvira vanhu ngavasamhuresana vanhu ngavaite iyeye yatvikitai kuti garai kudzimba uyezve musawanikwa imi muchienda panzvimbo dzine vanhu vakawanda uyezve ukanzwa iwewe miri wako uchipisa uchiita kungova neflu nefiva nezvimwe zvakadaro tsvaga kwaungaende kuchiremba kuti muonekwe kuti haisiriyo here coronavhairasi iyoyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutaura ipo pano Gibbs
ye ndiena kuona pokuitisa
ya into ila kumavhela sekuruma ngave kutra sachelo
maybe just to ask in the UK there we saw a lot of people crying especially the men about the lack of football on TV how bad yes. is this
actually what they are saying now they are saying the mental health should press itself for many cases because a lot of people suffer from mental health problems like anxiety, depression. Already now people, there are videos circulating here, people crying that I can't take it anymore. I've been 14 years in the house. I can't say they are weak, but these people, they are so easily, when something happens like this, they're easily traumatized.
Yeah.
So much anxiety around. I've got a nearby an old lady who is crying like a baby every day. So
what?
You can tell this woman needs mental health assistance. But what is happening now, the NHS here, the doctors here, they are not attending
yeah.
to such cases. Any mm-hmm. other thing, it is coronavirus all over.
I know I'm asking that question, but I have to share also that yesterday I managed to step out to go to the supermarket. When I came back, there was a man, a black American man sitting outside, and he said, I'm literally going crazy because he said he couldn't stand being in the house for so long. And he said that he has a breathing disease, but when he went to the hospital, they checked him and they checked his temperature and told him that, look, you don't have coronavirus, so we are not attending to anything other than coronavirus. So he was sent home.
Yes.
But he said he's going crazy because he doesn't have people to talk to. So I don't know, like you say, Chisa, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues, but also I think it gives people, especially those with family and young family, a chance to get to know your kids. Because mm-hmm. especially here in America, people are literally working, you know, long hours. When they get home, the kids are sleeping, so they don't really have enough time
yes,
to spend with the
but
kids.
So maybe
there are also pros and cons of this
yes.
stay-at-home
yeah, but,
vibe
but,
that we're seeing.
Yeah. But if you see what is happening, shall I say something about that?
Yes, go ahead. Just, yes.
What has happened here, the police are reporting that they are receiving more cases of domestic violence than ever before.
Why?
These people are not used to living together. So at the moment now, already people 14 days sitting together, the father, the wife, and the husband, maybe this man is always in the pubs drinking, was going for football. Now there are so many arguments. The police were actually saying that we are receiving so much telephone calls from domestic violence and the cases, they've never attended to so many cases ever.
Wow.
Yeah, kukanya ngazani konoko kunywa ngutshisa kungabe kule clinic ngoba kukanya ngazani la South Africa kunjalo kwezindawo. Ungana abantu bathi ngabe ngahlala kakhulu bendawo nje kuyahlupa. Kodwa ke okungani kungani kuchaya kuhlinhliziyo ukuthi nxa ulabantwana khonapha uhambe uyakusebenza mtshokotho ungavele usebenze nxa suchayisa awusayenzi lokhana ukuthi uyangena kutransport leyi isitimela kumbe into ezinjalo uyabusendlini so kuba lula ukuthi kube lokuyisikhatshana nje uqokhele abantwana uqokhele yomkakho into ezinjalo kodwa kwesinye isikhathi kuyenza ukuthi usebenze kakhulu and ungasebenza kakhulu nxa ulokhu uzama amaqhinga lapha lalapha ungani kungahlupha mbijana kodwa ke hayi sibona ngazani kuyasebenzeka sibili so singazi ukuthi marvelous what is the experience of certain people concerning youngsters you've got a young boy and
yes.
you've seen how they behave how do they do this?
The millennials have a different take on this.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials, you know, we have to keep reiterating that this
yes.
thing is serious because, you know, left to their own devices. You know, there's this saying that is going around, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
From the
yeah.
millennials. Ask and afa. But ndivo vanhu vachiri kuda kuti ivo vanyatsodzidza kuti chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chinouraya uyezve tiri kuda kuti tizovaona vari vana baba vemangwana vana amai vemangwana nekuti vechidiki especially mateenager nevamwe havasi kunyatsotora even muno muamerica wavunza kuti you have a young son yes I do and I have to check on him every day to say where are you socially distancing because we don't live together what are you doing he's at college so you know he's living with his cousin what are you doing right now have you eaten are you going to the shops if you're going to the shops do you have gloves you know saka zvimwewo zvatikutarisa izvozvo kuti vechidiki kwavari ivo havasi kunyatsotora chirwere ichi sechirwere chiri kuuraya asi ndonyaya iri kuramba ichitaurwa iyoyi nekuti as you know gibs kunoku yanga iri spring break break iyo inoitwa pakati pevari kucollege saka vazhinji vakaenda kunzvimbo dzakadai seflorida nekumwewo uyezve magavhena nevamwe vemunzvimbo iyi vakutoita zvokutoti vaakushandisa mapurisa kuti vadzinge vechidiki ava kubva kunzvimbo idzi nekuti vechidiki havasi kuda kubva ikoko vachiti ivo aiwa regai timbonakidzwa asi chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chiriko uyezve tiri kutoramba tichitsinhira zuva nezuva nyanya kuvana vechidiki kuti aiwa munofanira kuziva kuti kana nguva yawanikwa iyoyi iri yekuti manzi imini garai mumba musawanikwe muchibuda panze kana kuita zvimwe zvakadaro so yes your question you know is very relevant that the millennials we have to keep schooling them that this disease is real and that if they've been ordered to stay indoors you know to self-isolate they need to do it but you have to really it's a you know cat and mouse dog you have to be continually checking up on them
yes so Chisa these youngsters yes come so, in there
I wanted to say something again this unfortunate event is an unfortunate incident which happened with the death of Uzororo it can also help to actually enlighten the people of this disease to the young to the youth. Because they will see this thing doesn't choose whoever you are, whether you've got money, whether you're young. Because a lot of people think, Kushana Badala, old people and all that. But now that they see someone as young as him dying, so it might also help to wake them up to see that this disease is dangerous.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorera chirongwa chatakambokupai. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Yeah.
So it's really dangerous. So when we look at colleagues now at work, how do we relate to them? These social distances, distancing, marvelous. How are you doing?
You know, it's interesting actually because I think we have to play it by ear. It's a new territory that we are all chatting. But I think it's you just have to keep in touch. That's the one thing that I know now. Because the minute you fall off the radar, people are thinking maybe you also got the coronavirus because it's not discriminating who gets affected. That's the one thing that we all have to remember. You and I, Gibbs, anybody, Ezra, anybody can get it. And we need to keep, you know, reiterating that to people that, you know, why we are being asked to self-isolate, it's, you know, it's very important so that if there are colleagues at work, if we're in one environment where there are like 100 people, we don't want to now contaminate everybody. So at least because it's like a flu, if you're self, you know, isolating, you can get treated by yourself and at least not pass it to the next person. So I think it's an uncharted territory, but it's one that we can learn from. Because this is, it's revolutionary, actually, when I look at it. It's forced broadcasters to be working from home. Who would have thought that a whole show is being actually prepared from home? So I think, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be innovative, but also self-care is very important. So my number one thing is just keep in touch with your colleagues no matter what.
Yes. So, Chisa, you once told me about this lady that you used to. You're always shaking hands. You're always greeting each other in a very nice way. But now you're supposed to greet each other using feet. You know, you're just tapping your feet. And she's not happy.
Yeah,
tell us a bit about it.
She's like my mom. Yeah, she's a white lady. She's about next door, yeah, 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
She always come to try and say, how are you, how are you? Like, treats me like son. Well, maybe once a clock to be fixed, he calls me. So normally she loved to be hugging me every time, kissing on the cheek and chicken. So these days I'm trying to distance myself from her. Mm. And then she appeared very angry and grumpy, and she didn't like it at all. Then I tried to explain why. Told her, mommy, there's no way we can do this. But you know, the older people, they don't understand. She's slightly old, so she doesn't understand. I was telling her, try to educate her. I've actually fixed the TV to show her news and say, can you just check here? You're 65 years old, so you must check here, mom, whatever is happening. So she's saying, now I told her how to do it. You wash your hands, do this. But sometimes she doesn't understand. She thinks that maybe I'm thinking badly of her, that she's too touching me.
Yeah, I will find something to get in there.
Let me just chime in there. I'm very surprised that you're saying this is your neighbor. And, you know, cultural norms, especially at home, require us to just, you know, respect our elders and to shake hands. But it has to change now. So, being in the UK, I'm very impressed with what you're saying about this lady. But this is now where your communication skills have to work, where you have to say, I still love you. But for us to keep loving each other, we can't greet.
And that's pretty tough. That's pretty tough, Chisa. Ingoba, ngamuntu wayojayele. Abo all of a sudden, sepo ngukuthi ah, kathi umbo abalonge na kuyini. Ngakunjalo ngesindebele.
Yeah, ngakunjalo ke. Ugogo lapha ke uMary, ugogo engafika sinhlala lapha ngasajwayelana kakhulu. Uyanthanda, uyahlala ukuze eAfrica lani lani. Manje ngathi sizojala ubingelela ngoba uyathanda ukuthi angihage angiqabuthe esihlathini ethi my son. Manje ngaze ngimtshela ukuthi mina gogo kulezi nsuku akusayenzi konke lokho, ngicela ukuthi singabambani. Ngithi ngivikela la kuwe gogo ukuthi inxinga kuthelela kule nto leyo lokuthi ukubonele kunews, kodwa mina ngaboni ngamnike yena uzathatha ngaphuma endlini. So manje ungalakumphathi kahle loku achelisanga ngendlela angikhona. Ngingazama umthonisa khona phana ngibone esithi isandla nje esithi isandla lokhana ukuthi vele uyacapha ukuthi umntanami siyeza endlanga.
Yeah, so more or less in terms of greeting people, you know, Chap, whatever, shoulders, are you doing it?
I think I like this one, the namaste, this one. I haven't tried the feet and the elbows, I don't know, but this one I've done a lot, and people seem to appreciate it because it's more humble. It's really respectful. Without extending your hand or without using your elbows or your feet. But for the younger ones, obviously, when I go to my elbows, you know, the feet, I see in the road, you have not namaste in the India.
Unfortunately, I haven't met so many friends. I've been in this bunker for a while now. And so when I go to the shops, I wave at friends, just waving, simple wave. Hi. And a guy that I'm used to, you know, is from Ethiopia. He loves talking and I love talking, you know. So these days we've got some bit of distance and we're sitting, you know, about 5 meters apart. And you are saying, oh, this thing is killing friendship, literally. So I said, but for the good of our lives, we shouldn't come near each other. So, but he's a very good brother. He has been in USA for 26 years. And he's a guy that shows you around and tells you a lot about, you know, how you get settled here. So, anyway, oh, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. So, when I want to go to the house,
kuyakunceda kakhulu. Mina vele ngitshayela izandla ke Studio 7 ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu ukuthi you didn't fail to deliver for the people. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Ukuthi nasithe self-isolating, quarantine, say Studio 7 is closed for 3 months, there's no radio, there's nothing.
That would be a crisis.
Kill a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be a crisis.
It would be a crisis because I moved around Zimbabwe, all the areas of Zimbabwe. You know, when I'm at home, I love traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just telling me about Studio 7, about Studio 7. Can you imagine, say, 3 months, you've got no radio?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get into depression.
Yeah, and even sports. I mean, you're a sports guy. So how is the, how are you taking it?
No, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Because I can see a TV set. I can see a TV set behind you. And there's some comedy behind you there. So
you know what the problem here in UK? All the soap, all the dramas they've been suspended, they're not recording. So what they're doing, they're playing old things of the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people here believe that it is like a war. Some of the people, the older people I spoke to, who said they saw the World War II and all that, they're talking about such a thing that they are, this is exactly like World War II, or is it even worse now?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
World War II could go and cram together and be in somewhere safer place where there are many. But this time, we have to be alone.
Mm, marvelous.
I wanna in the Panyayo Yeputi Shusakadai Studio 7. Takwani separation of Uramba Tsungo Pa Kuravan now. Vashinji Shokwadi Barutumirama WhatsApp Nishi Mohashita. You guys say Trukungo Kunz WMC broadcast some broadcast some will cook Saka Shokwadi Tunutoram Kanono, but no Shuira Putin Sharamba Tikwansa Peter is. We are Jima Funza Panyaya now the Mitambo. Vashinji Trukona Panka and them Sunday, Twitter, Facebook, ne Instagram. Parish no paka nyarara nini ayo yekuti mitamba. So I think when wakawanda, as you said, Ezra, my mental health issues, achauya zvakare nini ayo yekuti mitamba hapana, but takaona zvakare kuine vamwe vakashaya ma manager emamwe ma team kana kuti vaimbo manager mamwe ma team. Saka izvi zvaita kuti vanhu vaziye kuti chokwadi chirwere chinogona kubata vatambi venhabvu ma manager nevamwewo. Taona Parish no Zororo Makamba kuZimbabwe kunzi ashaya. Munhu anga ari mushamarari aita mabasa akasiyana siyana achishandawo munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka zvese izvozvo izvo zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazonyatsozoti zvechokwadi paipe ranga riri gore recorona. Do you remember tichikura tainzi kwava kune gore renzara?
Yeah, and influenza. Influenza, eh? We had all those. And insects and all those kind of things. Yes.
Vanenge vakunzi vana vakazvarwa gore recorona. Saka tichaona vana vakawanda munana December.
Yeah. So how are you avoiding eating a lot?
Interesting is that when you eat more fruits, you need to be able to eat more. Because when you eat more appetite.
Yeah.
And that means you fruits. So you cut and you have stretcher. You walk. You have to walk 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers. But you cut and you have to
eat.
So you have to go and pendu. You go and you have to 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 go.
So, Marvelous, how are you containing the eating problem?
You know, it's given me now time to actually sit down and do some recipes and stuff, and to also self-reflect on my health.
Mm-hmm.
Saka, for me, it's not really an issue because now I'm actually eating better because I can say I have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner because I'm at home. Either than when I'm at work, I sometimes grab this and that. But also I take time to go outside and just walk around and try and, you know, exercise a little bit. But I think inguva yekuti kana uri kumba, inguva yekuti kana uine zvimwe zvinhu zvaunga usingakwanisa kuita nekuti uri kubasa, ndo nguva yekuzviita. Nguva yekumboplana ma meals evana neako. Nekuti I think zvatidzidzisa nyaya yeself-care as well. Kuti iwe ukasakwanisa kuzvichengeta. Hapana mumwe munhu anogona kuzvichengeta except iwewe. Saka inoi nguva yatiri kupiwa naMwari kuti timbotarisa mukati kunyatsoona kuti zvii zvaungagadzira about your life. Kana uine urumba mako paweekend pakadaro, mbotora nguva uchicleana uchiita zvimwe zvakadaro. kana zvakawandisa mumba wotora uchipeka peka wopo vanhu vanotambura. So I think for me it's actually a good time to just self reflect and also I do take time to exercise a little bit, but there is a tendency to overeat. You're right.
That's it.
Kube lapha mapes just ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi umkhuhlane lo osubulela abantu badlula ke 15,000. Sibakhumbuze njalo lokuthi ke asebebanje sebedlula 350,000 abantu asebebanje. Sina ngabe UK zokufika 303. Siselapho njalo ama Olympic Games, ama countries like Canada, UK, and all that, they are saying they won't send their athletes to Japan. So the Olympic organizing committee is now sitting to reconsider or to think about whether to postpone or not. I don't see countries sending their athletes to Japan.
And we see
so
that
the Olympics will be, might be postponed.
And we see that Chisa, you follow a lot of soccer. Ateta and others said this coronavirus. So now, what do people say? If Ateta can have it, how about me? Maybe.
Yes.
So does it have an impact? Yeah.
Yeah, the Hollywood actor Ebba.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor Ebba.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You see, it can attack anyone. All that theology that it doesn't attack the black person, it's a lie. You've seen what has happened to Zorro.
Now let me see how you understand this thing. Marvelous, I'll start with you because our time is almost up. So now, what are people supposed to do in terms of, you know, not contracting this thing? Washing hands, whatever.
I think, you know, just what you normally do if you get a flu. Don't go out there and start sneezing into people's, you know, spaces. Wash your hands, self-isolate, and take care of yourself. Because I'm not hearing that there's a cure anyway, but I think whatever it is that you normally take for flu, just take that and try to stay healthy. So kunawo vakateerera tips afunza iye kuti unochicha unonzwisisa nezvechirwere ichi uyezve vanhu vanofanira kuita sei. Ndikati inini chirwere ichi chakangoda kufana neflu, saka kana ukaona iwe kuti waakuchinzwa, uri kuhotsira, uri kukosora, uri kunzwa kupera miri, uri kunzwa kupiswa fever, gara kumba, enda kwadokta unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri. Asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti usaenda uchihotsirira vamwe, uyezve geza maoko, wongoita zvaunoita kana uine flu, uchinwa ginger, lemon tea nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi zvakanaka kuti uende kuna chiremba kuti unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri, kana achikwanisa kunge achikupa mushonga wokupa mishonga. Asi chandanyanyodzidza pari zvino ndechekuti gara uri wega. Self isolation is very, very important.
So now, Marvelous, I was talking to a guy in Lupane. His name is Love Momoyo. You know, he said to me, Gibbs, the problem that we have here is we don't have money to buy soap. So that's right. And there's no water, you know, where he is. So he says, under those circumstances, what can he do? You know?
I think even though, you know, when there's shortage of water or whatever, the little water that's there, at least before you eat, wash your hands. Because they are saying that, you know, kana ukazvibata kumeso, you know, your eyes.
And you shouldn't touch yourself as well. Okay,
yeah,
so
they say don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
Self-contaminate. It's not only in Plumtree, by the way. Also in Harare, in the cities, there's no water. But the little water that's there, at least before you eat, try to wash your hands. Because ukatanga kudya, chikapinda manje mukati muzvova zvakanganisika. Saka, I think I can actually understand his concern, because it's not only in Plumtree, the water issue is everywhere.
In Lupane,
but the little water that's there, please wash your hands. Right, Chisa, ubona njani
kona kuke ngamafutshane futhi?
Ngamafutshane ukuthi ke kulobunzima kakhulu, ikakhulu abantwini basekhaya. Okuqakathekile nxa uvela phandle, uvela ngapha, kumele ugeze izandla okuzwayo. Nxa amanzi engekho, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima ukuthi ungazibambe ebusweni. Kumele ungabamba. Ungabamba umzimba wakho yonke indawo, kodwa ungabambi ilihlo, ungabambi amakhala, ungabambi ifesi, ungabambi umlomo wakho. Lapho engena khona i-coronavirus, ayingeni kwenye indawo. Ngapha lokho kuthi amaphozi sebekhulumela ama-scientist ukuthi ungazibhukuke ngapha kayingeni, kodwa ngena ngapha uphefumula khona emehlweni, lemakhaleni, lemlonyeni. So abantu kuqakathekile ukuthi bageze izandla-ke every 30 minutes, bangageza amanzi izandla ngamanzi lahlezi endishini.
amazilana ke athelwayo ezandleni siyawela phansi yiwo kumele bageze ngawo njalo ngasisikhathi ukuhlanzeka kwinto enhle uyapho bambelele khona kumbe kusemthoveni kumbe ebhasini nanzele ukuthi awuzibambi ubuso uze ugeze izandla kuqala
kufana nesikhiwa sibilitshisa siyakuzwa sibilithi utheni ba.
Yes, what I'm saying, this disease is quite dangerous. It's not a joke. This disease kills. People should be aware. People should really be mindful of whatever they're doing. I know a lot of people cannot keep their hands off their faces. Even me, I struggle to keep my hand off my face. So don't touch your face, your mouth, your eyes, while you didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, even if you go outside, touch a bean or touch a handle or go to the supermarket, wash your hands first with the sanitizer. If you don't, you rather keep your hands off throughout until you get a soap or you get water. As long as you are, again, if you're washing your hands, don't use just a dish water and all that. Use running water so that you don't keep on washing the dirty coming back to your hand. So this disease is very dangerous. It doesn't choose a tribe, a race, a color of the skin, age. Even the young ones, we know a 9-year-old who died, a 3-month-old who died. We know now a 30-year-old Zimbabwean who died, 47. Anybody, don't be lied by people. Again, please don't use a... Don't just go to places where there are so many people around. Mm. Try to self-isolate. Believe me or not, you will perish if you don't.
Right, marvelous. We see that in the Washington metropolitan region, there are certain commodities that you can find. Tissue paper or toilet paper. And then water is in short supply. And all these other things. Tell us a bit about that.
I actually was at the supermarkets yesterday, and for real, toilet paper is in short supply. You can only get like a pack of four, little ones, two, and they were limiting to one packet per individual. The kind of stuff that you saw happening in Zimbabwe in 2008 is happening here. Even food, I wanted some orange juice because I thought, you know, since it's like a flu and what, you need to hydrate and to drink a lot of vitamin C. That's not available too. Eggs, those are not readily available too. But I have to actually give shout out to all those that are still continuing to go to work. The shop assistants, the cashiers, their managers, you know, they are still coming to work, but I saw a lot of them are now wearing masks and gloves. Mm-hmm. And I did ask one of them that, you know, so what's the situation? And one young guy, a millennial again, said, you know what, mama? If I don't come to work, I don't get paid. I can't pay my rent. So I have to choose between being evicted or getting the disease on the job and then dealing with it. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really, you know, he said... And I said, okay, so what do you think? You're doing a good thing for the public. But he said, no, but my health is at risk. So I've seen also Uber drivers are now driving with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been given a directive to do that, to try and protect themselves, because you don't know which passenger is coming into your car, whether they have the virus or not. Uyezve ndakakwanisa kutaura nemwe wechidiki anga ari mustore muchibvunzo kuti saka zvakadii kuti munge muri kushanda panguva iyo vazhinji vari kudzimba. Akati iye mother hapana chandingaita nakuti ndikasauya kubasa ndoshaya mari yerent, ndoshaya mari yekudya, saka ndatongouyawo kuti ndibatsire vanhu. Asi ndinogara ndichitya anga ane mask yake nemagloves ake kuti ndogona kungobatirawo chirwere ichi nokuti munopinda vanhu vakasiyana-siyana. Saka tinongotenda ivavo vari kuita mabasa iwayo. Kana muri kutinzwa kwamuri ikoko muchiri kumabasa, tinokutendai.
Good evening, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, mure Zimbabwe, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, mthwakazi omuhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lwe Life Talk. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yesikhubeko ezingaphezulu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Mhlanganyo. That is my co-host. And I wish to thank also Ezra Chisaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Ezra, thank you so much for having joined us tonight on Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you all who actually followed us on this live stream. We hope to connect you with you tomorrow. Marvelous, maybe you can sign off now.
Thank you very much, and please stay safe. That nukutenda ile swanga wari pachirungwa chedu wari pa VOA shona wanikwa mti share life kuti vamwe vanzwewo uyezve tinokutenda izwa nezwa munogara muchiva ipopa panotozva kuti mabandos nezvimwe zvikunetsa asi tinoti please garai makachengetedza utano hwenyu nekuti coronavirus iyi inouraya.
Yeah, yabulala sibiri coronavirus. So we are ending our live stream right now, and thank you so much for having joined us. Siyabonga kakhulu. This is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C. Over to you, Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, please have a very good night and please stay safe.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Bye.
Where are the